always the best plan. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. This is a verse often used to pronounce hope and blessing upon people. Many high school and college students have been handed a graduation card with these verses tucked somewhere within. But you don't often see the verses included that come before and after the scripture above. Verses that talk about Israel's 70-year captivity in Babylon. Today's scripture reveals the ultimate outcome for the good of Israel, but they're sandwiched within an account of great difficulty. Perhaps that makes these words all the more valuable, though, for those willing to tarry a bit longer within the story. We are often quick to overlook the many hardships referred to in the Bible that sit right alongside beautiful promises like this one. For those who choose to serve Christ, we are protected, loved, and redeemed. But our lives will not be free of difficulty. Should we then anticipate them, fear them, deny them, or attempt to build a theology free of them? If we do, we may be setting ourselves up for disappointment. This earth life is challenging, and we are in need of God's grace and provision to withstand its challenges. However, we can rest in knowing the Lord already has a plan for us, and they are the best plans. Wholehearted seekers of God will be recipients of inexpressible good hope. O Lord my God, I seek you today with all my heart. You have said those who seek you will find you. There is no one I long for like you, for there is no one who is like you. You are my hope, my future, my portion, and my treasure. Amen. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.